Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message on an absolutely beautiful but cold Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today we hope the message will encourage you. We title the message simply, Seeing Jesus. The scripture text is from John 12:21.
Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus.
Can I ask you to reminisce with us today? What Christmas memories do you have that bring a smile to your face or a particular joy to your heart? Brooksine and I encourage you to consider a family time in sharing these stories, or perhaps a testimonial time in your church, small group, or among friends.
When we lived in New England, we recalled a Christmas party with other ministers in our area of southeastern Massachusetts. After our meal and some games, we sat together in a circle, and we were each asked to share a Christmas memory from the past, of course. Some of the memories were funny, while others were a touching reminder of the real message of Christmas. It was one of the best times that we can recall that we've had with a group of our minister peers.
Well, here's one story. Rich and Donna Weitzel lived way out on Cape Cod in a town called Wellfleet, where Rich served as pastor. He shared the following story. Our son was very young and quite fascinated by the manger scene. He carefully studied the wise men, shepherds, Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, and then he would frequently rearrange them. He kept moving the baby Jesus to the very front rather than in the center, as is the custom in most manger scenes. I was a bit flustered at having to constantly put the characters back in their proper place. I asked my son, why do you keep moving baby Jesus to the front? He told me, Daddy, I want everybody to see Jesus.
Well, now that's a good lesson, isn't it? Many of those kinds of lessons come out of the mouths of babes. For a number of years, while we pastored, Stephen had a little sign on this pulpit facing him as he preached with today's text, and it was a reminder, Sir, we would like to see Jesus.
It reminded me of what was of supreme importance as I proclaimed God's word. May people see more of Jesus and less of me.
In the daily text, a group of Greeks had come to Philip with this request, Sir, we would like to see Jesus. The request is simple and very specific. These Greeks knew what they wanted. And in their seeking, they had it right. They wanted to see Jesus. Philip goes to Andrew, and together they tell Jesus that some people wanted to see him. They didn't try to take center stage or even try to speak for Jesus, but instead they complied with the request. It's also a good lesson for us, isn't it?
Today our words, are our words and actions helping people to see Jesus? Certainly the most accurate picture of Jesus is portrayed in Scripture. But in reality, the majority will not look in the Scriptures, but will look at the lives of Christ's followers. May we truly reflect the heart of Christ in all we do.
Let's pray. Father, we consider the role of John the Baptist, who was forerunner of your Son, Jesus. He was the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord. He prepared the hearts of men for your coming, and he surrendered his life even to death for his master. May we have the same spirit as John, who told his followers, he must become greater, I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. We bow and surrender adoration and praise to the Christ child, born in a manger, who grew in favor with God and man, who laid down his life, so that we might be raised to newness of life. For all that you are and all that you have done, we give you thanks. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today on our podcast. We hope you enjoy the background music and perhaps recognize not only the song, but perhaps the artist. And I don't know whether he himself is a Christian. Maxine thinks he may be a Jewish man, but it's a style of music I've always enjoyed. We have a lot of more material on the website today. In fact, even more than usual, we have a listing of resources that we feel may bless you during this Christmas time. Some links that we have prepared to supplement your time. We also have some personal notes. We have several versions of the song Away in a Manger available as links for audio listening. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And this is the message for Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. If you're listening to the message on Tuesday or even early Wednesday morning, you just go to the website. But otherwise, just go to the previous message feature and go to the message dated Tuesday, December 18th to find these materials. We encourage you to do so. May you continue to be encouraged today, and may others see Christ Jesus in you.